In Connecticut, online driver's license renewals have outpaced in-person transactions since the state's Department of Motor Vehicles launched the service in January. Governor Ned Lamont says that means there are fewer reasons for state residents to complain about long lines at the DMV.
I think the fact that you now have many more people renewing their license online than you have coming in line shows it is working, shows that people are taking advantage of this.
DMV officials say there were more than 83,000 online renewals between January and May. That's compared to about 60,000 licenses renewed in person. And there's other DMV services that can be done online too, like changing your address, drive history requests, and vessel registration renewals.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, more people are riding the Metro North, working to remove PFAS from everyday cosmetics, and a win for environmentalists in Connecticut.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
More people are riding Metro North. The MTA says it's adding more trains to keep up with demand. WSHU's Davis Donovan has details.
The MTA says it's returning 8 trains to the track during peak service on the New Haven, Harlem, and Hudson lines next week. That brings service up to about 2/3 of where it was pre-pandemic. Metro North says more people are riding the train on weekdays, with June 1st being its busiest day since the pandemic began. Jim Cameron with the Commuter Action Group says he's encouraged by the news.
Slowly, commuters are coming back. I don't think they're going to come back to the old pre-COVID numbers, but I think it's crucial that the service be there to attract riders back onto the trains.
The MTA says it's planning an even more significant increase just before Labor Day in August, bringing trains up to more than 80% of their pre-COVID levels.
And that was WSHU's Davis Donovan reporting. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Senator Susan Collins of Maine introduced the No PFAS in Cosmetics Act today, which would ban the use of toxic PFAS chemicals in manufacturing cosmetics. WSHU's Caroline McGavern reports.
Notre Dame University researcher Graham Peasley co-authored a study on Tuesday that shows PFAS toxins are used in over 100 common cosmetic products, including some waterproof mascara brands. He says less than 8% listed PFAS as an ingredient on the label.
So that means that the products in North America are not being labeled such that a consumer could find out how to avoid them. We're trying to get the industry to respond and say, you know, this is something that could be very easily corrected and could be identified by labeling, and the consumers can identify what they're buying.
Peasley says PFAS can enter the body through wearing makeup, but the chemicals also end up polluting the water and land when the products are washed off or thrown away. Because removing these toxins from the environment is costly, lawmakers say a ban is the most effective way to halt their effects. Caroline McGavern, WSHU News.
Environmental advocates in Connecticut celebrate the passing of the Bottle Bill. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Everyone over 12 in our region is now able to get the vaccine. For your first dose, you don't need an appointment at most state-run sites, but you may need to make one for your second dose.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829. Governor Andrew Cuomo says 70% of adults in New York have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. He says the state will celebrate by easing nearly all of its remaining COVID-19 restrictions. Cuomo ended rules that limited the size of gatherings and required some types of businesses to follow cleaning protocols or take people's temperatures. Businesses will no longer have to follow social distancing rules or limit how many people they can allow inside. Some rules will remain, though. People are still required to wear masks in school classrooms, large venues, homeless shelters, hospitals, nursing homes, jails, and prisons.
A fare increase of $1 to $2 on the North Ferry on Shelter Island appears to have the backing of local lawmakers. The ferry service is one of two routes across the Peconic Bay to mainland Long Island. North Ferry General Manager Bridge Hunt lobbied Suffolk County legislators this month to make his case for hiking up rates. Hunt says the company has been struggling since 2017 to meet expenses without increasing fares, but the pandemic was the last straw. Lawmakers support Hunt's request for up to 3% increase in an operating budget review last month. Environmental advocates are claiming a major win from Connecticut's 2021 legislative session, which wrapped up last week. Patrick Scahill has more on the bottle bill.
Lawmakers passed a measure that will expand the bottle bill to more types of containers and raise the refundable deposit from 5 to 10 cents starting in 2024.
Some of these updates to the bottle bill have not been made in literally 40 years.
Lou Rosato-Birch is state director with Citizens Campaign for the Environment. He says the updated bill will also significantly expand the bottle recycling options.
So in other words, opening standalone redemption centers in more areas, as well as requiring large chain retailers to install bottle machines in places like CVS and Family Dollar.
One of the major disappointments of the session was the Transportation and Climate Initiative. The proposed multi-state agreement would have placed a cap on vehicle emissions by requiring certain fuel wholesalers to purchase pollution allowances. Advocates say TCI would reduce emissions and raise hundreds of millions of dollars, but the measure was framed by opponents as a gas tax and never got called for a vote. Other advocates and Governor Ned Lamont all expressed hope TCI could be up for a vote during a special legislative session. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.